Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I think people are going to be, when they first tune in, they're going to see us kind of wiping off our eyebrows. Sweat. We're doing this. They're like, what the heck is this AC not? I know it's hot in Vegas, but we'll get into why we're doing this here.
Wiping my nose for the whole show here.
Yeah, nose running, all the things. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Crisafulli Foo.
How about that? It is episode number 23, and apparently... there are no athletes that wore number 23.
Nah, I can't remember, bro.
23.
Nobody of significance anyways, huh?
I can't think of... I think there was a hockey guy. Does hockey wear 23?
Might have been an NASCAR guy,
Eric
too.
Lindros.
Eric Lindros. So is he 23? There you go. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Where'd that one come from?
There you go.
I mean, I'm a big hockey guy. I am and I'm not. I mean, I do like hockey, but yeah, I think he's the only athlete that's ever worn number 23.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Kidding. Yeah. So, I mean, there's GOAT A and GOAT B,
yeah,
I guess.
There you go. Yep.
You know, neither of them wore the same number their whole career, right?
No, what did Jordan wear when he went to Washington?
Oh, you're talking about Jordan. I'm just kidding. Of course, 23, Jordan. Michael Jordan. Come on.
Right?
Didn't he wear
45?
45?
What was that in baseball when he went to baseball?
Could have been 45. I know he wore 12 one game.
Did he? Okay.
Remember, that's not a misprint. That's a collector's card.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
I think it's Vincent Askew's card. And Jordan is playing defense in the card wearing number 12 because they forgot his jersey.
Ah, there you go.
So he had to wear number 12 that game.
That's a good little tidbit.
So, you got Jordan. I think he wore a different number at one point. Did he?
45 rings a bell. I don't know if it was with Washington or when he played baseball. Remember with the White Sox or the Miners. Yeah. Huh. 45. We have to look
what
that one up.
What do you guys think?
We'll have to look that up.
What do we know?
Right?
You got... Lindros. I can't believe I just... Who else you got?
Oh, shoot. Well, of course, LeBron James, right?
LeBron James. Pat Savage.
Pat Savage. There you go. Pat, what's up, Pat?
Yeah, let it fly. Let it fly. Dr. Dunk.
Yep. How about Ryan Sandberg?
Ryan
Cubs,
Sandberg.
Hall of Famer.
Man, he was one of my faves growing up. He was fun to watch.
And Don Mattingly for the Yankees, right? He should be in Hall of Fame.
Mattingly,
but
Don Mattingly, I agree. Yep, Mattingly.
I don't know. Jeez. Those are the popular ones. You got two future Hall of Famers. I think Mattingly will get in at some point.
Who's that, Mattingly?
Don Mattingly. I think he'll get in at some point.
I agree.
And you got Jordan and Sandberg, who are in the Hall of Fame, respectively, for their sports.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, 23 is a big number. I think that's... It's funny that, you know, in my coaching career, no matter what level, a lot of players, they kind of want their number.
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Some players know why they have the number. Some don't. You know I had heard Leah Mitchell today. She was being interviewed by Brooklyn, and she was explaining why she had her number. It was a combination of like a birthday and her dad's number, and like she combined them, and that's, you know, so these players have their numbers, but it's funny, you know, growing up it was 32 and 33 because of Bird and Magic, right? And and then the next generation has 23 Jordan, 21 Dominique, you know, different numbers. But this new generation, everybody knows Jordan's 23, right? But this newer generation is more like 8 and 24, Kobe Bryant, I guess, more 24 than 8. Yeah, it's pretty interesting that how numbers can stick with you. I was 21 most of my career. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
But there was a time where I had to wear 15 because I was the underclassman. I didn't get, you know, you just don't get your number. So,
right.
Pretty interesting that this year, most of my incoming players here at CSN got to pick their number or close to the number they wanted.
Sure.
But yeah, show number 23.
Yeah.
And getting back to the why we're sweating and stuff, we just had some El Pastor. We think it was probably.
It was meeting. There was some type of meeting there. Carne asada. Might have been something. Might have been some chorizo in there.
Yeah.
Beans.
Big old burrito. Oh,
from Rivas. Rivas.
Rivas. Yeah. Authentic Mexican was the name. It had it Uber Eats over here. Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, both of us have half of it waiting for us when the show's over.
Taking it home and eating the rest when I get home.
Mine won't make it home. Yeah. Mine will be devoured in the car on the
ride. Yeah, on the way home, right? Yeah.
I don't let anybody else eat in my car, but I'm allowed to. So.
And the reason we didn't do the food last week is because you had the potluck.
Yeah, we had the potluck. We did the we did the first team movie of the year, and all the players brought in some food, and we had some good stuff, some healthy fruit and some very unhealthy desserts and everything in between. We had some some main dishes and some star bread. Somebody brought some star bread.
Was good.
There was pizza. There was donuts. There
Braylon was, made a good dish.
What is it? Musabi? What am I saying? Musabi? Musabi. Musabi. I'll never get it wrong again. We have an audience member back in the gallery. Bree Mendez is back there doing her homework.
Very good.
Putting student before athlete, which we love. She's a transfer in from Mount Mary University and brings a 4.0 with her. And
there you go.
You know me, man. I love my players that are serious about their grades. So absolutely. It's pretty cool. She's over there half eavesdropping. She's got a little half of a smile on her face, but she's getting her work done. I don't know how much she'll get done because we're about to get goofy over here. Just wrapped up the first week of practice. First 4 days. We only go 4 days a week until we get to October. And it's basically that PEX strength and conditioning class, basketball class. You know, it's as a coach, I look at it like I think all coaches wish their players were in a little bit better shape coming in.
Yeah.
You know, not terrible, but not great. And a lot of soreness, a lot of, you know, a lot of where they're rolling out their muscles before practice and getting stretches in. And but some good things, some good things as a coach to see early, right? Some tendencies that you pick up on and some things to correct quickly. Yep. Something I did a little bit different. I've done this in the past, but not here at CSN, is I really gave the players, especially the returners, a little bit more, let them be a little bit more vocal early in practice so that they can introduce drills that we do all the time. So they, you know, we have Oklahoma and we have Argentina passing and we have DY layups. Shout out to Alik Taylor, Coach Taylor, DY layups. And let the sophomores kind of set the drill up instead of me going, all right, give me two over there. Yeah. They're going to pass here and follow there. You know, I can do that all day.
They're going to hear your voice enough.
Let's let these players kind of figure it out on their own and figure out their mistakes on their own. So that was something fun that we did early to start the school year. And
good. Very good.
Work in progress, but we'll get there.
It's week one.
We got some pieces, man. We got some pieces.
Yes, and, you do.
Tomorrow we're doing, we were talking off the air a little bit.
Yep.
Tomorrow I'm doing a license to shoot. And I've seen quite a few coaches do this out there. It came from Coach Neighbors, who's now the coach at Arkansas. But he used to coach the University of Washington when Kelsey Plum was there. And they did every week a license to shoot. So if Kelsey Plum can do it, I think my girls can do it. And basically what it is it's pretty much just anything behind the three-point line. And, you know, that three-point line for incoming freshmen is a big jump. because, you know, you're not shooting at the top of the key anymore, and you're not even shooting. You know, 2 years ago, the women had their own line. Now we're back to the men's line, and the game has just progressed so much that the 3-point shooting in women's college basketball is deep, and so of course everybody wants to come in and prove they can shoot and want to be able to shoot, but the reality is not everybody can.
Right.
And we're in the business of A, getting shots, and B, getting good shots. Right. So we don't want to turn the ball over. We don't want to, and we want to get a shot up, but it can't just be whatever. It's, you know, the reality is you want to get your best players to shoot the best possible shots.
Absolutely.
And so the way that we're going to do this as a team this year is every Friday, my players can come in and there's a couple shooting tests. They don't know what they are until they get in tomorrow. And if they pass the test, they have the green light for that week.
Yeah.
Now it's their job to keep that green light throughout practice. If they show up and don't make the standard, they have a yellow light. So you can shoot it, but don't get carried away.
Yeah.
If they don't show up and you shoot it in practice, you better make it. What's up? Hit the horn. Right? So it's something a little bit new for some of these players, but give them something to strive for, an extra day in the gym without conditioning, just get in and shoot. So we were talking about off air too. You were talking about, you caught a couple of our last drills there at practice, and you said, very different than when you were in high school. What are you alluding to?
Yeah, no, you know, your screen and rolls, where your point guard came down and caught the screen and went to the corner.
Yep.
And balls in her hand, what to do there. Mm-hmm. When I went, like I was telling you, we did a lot of L cuts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like you said, a 3-man weave. But then again, we were talking way back when, right?
Yeah.
So, and like you says, things change.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, different times, different era, and different drills.
Yeah.
And,
Gannon Baker was in a few years ago, years and years. Gannon's been coming to Vegas, and he used to come and use Bonanza, and we'd have a really, I was lucky enough to be able to watch some of his magic that he does. And, you know, we used to do the V cut to get open, take your defender away, flashback, similar to the L cut, right?
Yeah.
And I listened to Gannon Baker one time and he said, unnecessary movement, sit and seal, ask for the ball.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Play you on the top, throw it over.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right, right.
He's like, why are we doing L cuts and V cuts? And like, what are we doing? It's wasted movement. You don't have to do that. Yeah. And a good defender is just going to slide with you.
Because he knows he's what's like, coming.
So whip your leg around the top. Get your arm bar out, don't push, and call for the ball.
Yeah.
Get it? And now let's go to work. Right. And I was like, man, that's, you know, coaching is forever transforming.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, some things never change too, you know, in basketball.
Right.
Because, and we're going to talk here quite a bit. I want to give some love to my old high school team. And, but I go back to my, you know, bread and butter defense is that 1-3-1. We call it 33.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with that. I played it in 1987, 88, 89. We ran the exact same way we do it now.
Right, yeah.
And we were devastating with that defense. Like people couldn't figure it out. A lot of people don't practice against an odd man zone. They just don't.
Exactly.
A lot, and especially at the JUCO level, you don't only have so many weeks. You have more than half of your team is new every year. You got to get chemistry down. You got to get the basic out of bounds plays. You got to get your basic sets. You don't have time to work against an odd man front that traps in the corner. Like people don't do it. So that 1-3-1's always kind of been my bread and butter. And it helped us win a lot of games in the Scenic West that we probably wouldn't have won otherwise.
Yeah.
That goes back to Peter Stevens and Len Desitels, the two coaches, more so Len Desitels. Peter Stevens was a straight up man guy, junior varsity coach at Bourne High School. And you get to varsity and Len Desitels, they're throwing in some traps, some diamond and one full court presses. But those things are timeless, man. Like the verbiage is the same. How you trap, where you trap is the same.
Same.
From 5 decades ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So
if it works, it works.
It works, it works. And, you know, times change as athletic ability changes and things of that nature. But
of course,
so here's the gig.
Yes.
And what I want to spend a little bit of time on, be a little selfish today on the podcast.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Is, you know, here at CSN, it's a D1 JUCO. We're still a fairly new program. This is only our fourth full year.
Yeah.
And, you know, our funding is okay, not great, not terrible. We get taken care of in a lot of ways, and I'm very thankful for that. And the players get taken care of in a lot of ways. All of our travel is taken care of. Charter buses at times. Yeah. Really stay at really nice hotels. They get meal cards. They get stuff. They get stuff, right? And but part of that being at the junior college level is we got to fundraise a little bit. So us, specifically the women's basketball team, our fundraising, we call it the black hole that we have to fill before we can really move on to anything else, is $10,000. It's what it is every year, right? Yeah. So it used to be a little less, now it's $10,000. And so our job is to do that. We use a platform called eTeams. It's basically a digital beg letter. Like, what we do is we have each player list down 20 people, family members, friends, neighbors, former coaches, teachers, counselors, people within their orbit that would be happy to donate 20, 25, whatever, $20. Like, you know, that's kind of the secret sauce with eTeams. And so before I get the team together, Bree's hearing this for the first time, but before I get the team together, we make a contest out of it. But before I get to all that, I try to raise 20% of the money myself. So 2 days ago, I put, and first of all, let me just say, this is one of our biggest.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Supporters right over here, if you're watching. This guy right here, showing up, cheering on, donating money, always here to help. Donated 2 Marie Callender pies to the potluck last
week.
Number one, that's an easy number one fan right here sitting across from me. But so I semi-launched the program 2 days ago, and I sent it out to a couple of my 1989-90 basketball teammates. We had a special team. We only lost to 3 teams.
Wow. Okay.
And let me tell you, how many teams did we lose to last year? 3.
It was 3. Yeah.
Right?
Just thinking about it. Yeah, it was 3.
Salt Lake, CSI, and USU.
Yeah.
And this 1990-89-90 team only lost to 3 teams. Wow. So many similarities. It's crazy. But so I sent it out to a couple of my old teammates and said, hey, you know, I try to only ask for money once a year, and this is for my squad and my team, and a lot of the guys on my team watch. I won't forget, Bubba. It's coming up. Stay tuned. So I sent it out to a couple of my buddies and a couple of my teammates early, you know, just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, no hesitation, good. Donation.
That's awesome.
Right? So
that's awesome.
Let's start with Dennis Ford. Dennis was the first one. Dennis is a good friend of mine. We grew up kind of in the same village back in Cape Cod and Buzzards Bay, spent a lot of time on the water and the boats and, you know, water skiing, tubing, just wreaking havoc, to be honest with you. Dennis was one of our guys, and he was just he was one of those glue guys on the team.
You need
a Dennis Ford. He's a Jess Castro, I guess you could say,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Can play, and when his time comes, he's ready.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, Dennis. We'll get to that. Were you really ready in Carver? We're going to talk about that today. Should I? Yeah, I think he'd appreciate it. You know, Dennis is one of those guys, and then it follows up with my buddy Brian Whitman. Brian Whitman's a kid that I grew up with, like, one street up. I think Whitman was B, right? You were up on, what were you on? Blueberry Ave, and I was on Pine Lane. And so we grew up before we were even playing basketball. We were right up the street for each other. And same thing. Let me give you a comparison to Brian Whitman. Can shoot the ball. He can shoot the ball. And what else? What else can you do, Whit? He could shoot the ball.
Okay.
Right? So he could shoot. Whitman could shoot the ball. And another good friend on that team, he donated without hesitation.
Awesome.
Both of them sent really nice messages. And
awesome.
So it got going. And then, of course, on that team that year, we only had one junior. Everybody was seniors. I believe it was 11 on the team. I hope I'm counting right. 10 seniors, one junior. And that one junior was Paul Anderson.
Okay.
Paulie. So Paul, you met Paul. Paul came out a couple years ago, Trent's senior night, and then we went to Cafe Rio after.
Yeah, I don't absolutely. Remember. That's right.
So we took some pictures with Paul. Yeah, so you met Paul.
Yeah,
how funny is that?
Yeah,
so Paulie, let's describe Paulie. Jeez. Paulie was that on-ball insane defender.
I like that.
There will not be another person giving more effort on defense.
Defense.
Handles, he's got him. Ball on a string, can go by you, can score. His senior year, he had to step up and do a lot more because he was the only returner.
Yeah.
But making life difficult for our point guard in practice was huge.
Yeah.
And then being able to you know, get our point guard a break during the games. Paulie's that dude that was like barking on defense. You know, he's one of those old school, like,
love it.
Just insane, right?
Yeah.
So you had Paulie out there. And so Paulie donated, and he donated the most out of those three.
Good.
And then comes Bubba. Bubba's listening. Bobby Marceau. So Bobby and I got crazy stories too, but Bobby currently has one up to Paul, so they're in a little competition who's donated the most. So he's up by a couple bucks, and we already know how this is going to go. Bob is Paulie's going to wait, and then he's going to add 12 more bucks, and then it's going to go back and forth. And I'm not mad at it. Bidding wars when you're trying to raise money is good.
That's awesome.
So Bubba was our team captain.
Oh,
I think varsity since freshman year, maybe. Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. May have played JV as freshman year, but everybody else played. We all played freshman as freshman except Bob. Bob was a big body, four man again defensively. You talk about those, you know, I always say those Northeast types of players run through a wall, wear your hard hat. There's a hard hat right over there.
Yeah.
I use Bob, I use everybody really as examples of players to my current players in years past. And Bob was, he's going to take two charges a game. Like, there's no question in that. It's just, when is he going to take them, right?
Right.
He's given up his body. I mean, you know, just outwork everybody and big, strong post player. So that was Bubba. Now, the funny thing with Bubba is Bob, we both went off to school. We went to different schools. I went to Becker. I went 2 years at Becker, and then I did a year at Worcester State, and then I transferred to Salem, and I ended up being roommates with Bob. I mean, we were in a quad. We had a townhouse. They were really nice townhouses. We ended up doing that. And I'd bring Bobby to the practices over at Salem, like the open gym practices. And he's out there taking charges. Everybody's like, who the heck is this guy? And I'm like, it's my old high school captain right there. So
that's awesome.
Bob's been Bob and Paulie both are travelers. They've lived in different parts of the country. And so Bob, you're in first place, and I appreciate it. It means so much. The next donation came in, and it was my point guard, Troy Currents, who was one of my best friends. And we spent many, many, many years together. I mean, playing basketball, going to clubs, hanging out at the house. I mean, Troy and I were like Siamese twins at one point. So Troy went off and played at Bridgewater State, and, you know, we ended up playing men's leagues together later in life. His daughter actually played at Northeastern.
Oh, wow.
Had a very nice career. Actually injured herself a little bit, and I think she finished at Temple. Troy, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe Temple, and her name's Kendall. So I've known Kendall forever since she was born. Sure. Since she was a baby, a baby.
Right.
And now she just signed a pro contract to play overseas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. How
good
cool is
her.
That?
Good for them.
I mean,
yeah.
Northeastern. Yeah. Temple, and now she's going to play overseas.
It's
awesome. So,
yeah.
So Troy donated, and you know, that's my point guard. I got some great clips of Troy. Troy was that super explosive, super athletic point guard. I have two clips of him. I'll have to show you that him blocking shots. That's just, he looks like he's on a trampoline and blocking shots and handle the ball, hit some big shots our senior year, was our main point guard. Like I said, him and Paulie were really our two point guards, and Troy was a starting point guard. And, man, it's what a phenomenal team. So those guys, and I've had conversations with a couple other guys. Just talked to my guy, Bruce Gendron. Bruce was another flamethrower. He's talking about trying to come out and see a game this year. Anderson said, I'm definitely coming out to catch a game this year. So you go down the line with the team, and I go down and I talk to John Barrett, my guy John. He said he's going to support the team, and I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Missing, you know, our center, Jeremy Ellis. We've kind of – I kind of have a little contact with him, not a ton. He was a monster, 6'5", scoring machine, tough as nails. And then Darryl Green was, you know, one of our better players, just smooth as silk. Yeah. I mean, just – I want to say he averaged 16, 17 a game in high school, somewhere in that range. Blocking shots, handle the ball, does it all. And then our guy Brian Fallon was our comic relief guy. Brian, you know, every team needs that. That you know, hard worker, but you know, he couldn't have done what we did without all those guys on the team. And then unfortunately, RIP to one of our teammates, James Doucette, who lived out here in Vegas. He's the reason I'm in Vegas. Is he came out to UNLV, and when Julie and I were like, let's get out of here, my brother said, why don't you go see Dewey out in Vegas? Mm. So my buddy James Doucette, he passed away about 4 or 5 years ago of prostate cancer. So we lost him. He was our 6'5", 6'6", backup center. Had lived in Vegas since he graduated high school. So that kind of rounded out our team. Make sure I don't forget anybody when I'm looking. But, you know, as a coach, I apologize for rambling, by the way.
No, you're good.
A coach, you know, having former players that still – support what you do. And you know, Dennis, Paulie, they've all sent me such really nice, Bruce Gendron, such really nice things about, you know, Paul said, hey, my kids play football, they're youth football, and he said, I have them watch your coaches' corners. So Paul's been around me, and he knows, he's kind of seen it out here in Vegas, whether it's you know, basketball, whatever it may be, Trent's team. He just kind of saw what I do, and I do a lot of similar things that we did in 1990, and I create a team atmosphere here that people want to be part of. Sure. Coaches do, absolutely. Players do. Mm-hmm. Parents are glad their kids are here.
Yep.
And Paul said the other day, he said, you know, I'm not going to give all the details, Paul, don't worry about it. But he said the other day, you know, after our home games and sometimes away games, my dad would have a pizza party at my house. Yeah. It didn't matter if it was a school night or not. And my dad would get probably 12 pizzas, a bunch of cases of soda.
Sure, sure.
And we'd all hang out. It would be the players, the cheerleaders, and fans.
That's awesome.
My dad didn't care. That's and we had awesome. A big yard right on the lake.
Yeah.
We had a lot of space, and my dad said, yep. Nobody, everybody's allowed to come. Yeah. Let's go. So after every game, we had a party.
That's great.
And we used to tease one of our players. I'm not going to use his name. But Paul said, I thought, you know, those nights that your dad had us over for pizza were just to pick on so-and-so.
Yeah.
But come to find out, it was all team building. Like, that's what brought us closer. And here we go. We're just talking about watching Rudy last week and having a potluck. It's all the same stuff.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
You know, I think sometimes coaches, we outsmart ourselves and spend too much time on the actual activity of basketball and not enough on building trust, confidence, support, all the things that matter. I need a drink of water. What do you think?
All right, it's a team game. You know, if your team's not cohesive with each other and they're not playing for each other, if there's division within the team, it's not going to work. You know, how many times do we see it?
Yeah.
You know, you do have a couple, you could have a couple players on a team that are at odds, and they try to put their differences aside for the team. But, man, your team, that is a big reason why your team was so successful last year.
Yep.
Your girls played with each other for each other.
Oh, yeah.
Your girls last year, man, they were all about each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you could see that on and off the court.
Yep.
It was great to see that.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny. I think you end up being a creature of your culture that you came from, right? Because that's all I know. That's
absolutely.
You know, I've had some coaches after that, some college coaches that were a little tougher and rougher, and you know, came in, kicked our butts, and left. And it wasn't a great opportunity. Right. Those were the for me, those were the experiences that they were still good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not something I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the great experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and you know, I tell a lot of my players too that basketball, even when we lose a tough game, is basketball is going to come and go, but the experience is what you're going to remember.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big part of that comes from the coaching staff, but also a big part of that comes from, the players wanting to create that for themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? What are they doing outside of practice?
Yeah,
what does their group chat look like? Or are they doing, you know, like Brooklyn being here, doing the videos and things like that? Is it's it just builds to it. And some coaches don't do it and they don't have to. Listen, my way is not the right way. It's just the way I do it.
It's worked.
It works.
It's worked. It works and it's working.
It's worked and it's working. And I always go back to, you know, my really successful volleyball teams. And we had high level D1 players on my teams. I mean, from Ricky Rudd to Fassati, to Sophie Cram to Haley Bug Huntsman. I mean, Sammy Spellman. I had unbelievably talented volleyball players. I didn't know that much about volleyball. I was the head coach. Yeah. I got coach of the year, bro. Like, I didn't even know too much what I was doing. Yeah. But I built a culture, and there I had a really strong assistant coach, Josh Warner, who understood that. So, and the funny thing is, I think Josh and I believe Josh would agree with this if he hears this, is, you know, he was one way. You can coach however you want.
Yeah.
But as my assistant, I just needed him to be the X's and O's guy. Like, you got to tell him, what are we doing? What's our rotation? Who do I? And he was so good at that. And he but we worked together where I just built the culture. And that team would run through a wall for people.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I mean, that was Bishop Gorman hadn't lost in town for 9 years, and we beat him at our place on senior night. To a bonanza, like, you know what I mean? And so, and that win had nothing to do with ability. Of course, we had to have the ability to play with him, but that win was all about wanting to do it for each other, for the coaches. For we had a coach that was sick at the time, and they just wanted to win for him, and they went out and did it. So,
yeah, the best team doesn't always win.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard me talk about that at the end of practice today. The team that we couldn't beat last year, CSI, is they played with composure. It wasn't the ability. They were solid ability-wise, but they just never stopped playing. Right. They never got down. They never showed weakness, even if they were down 10, 12 points. And we were up on them. Yeah, we had a good lead, a healthy lead on them.
Yeah.
And they didn't change their style of play. They didn't change their attitude. They didn't start yelling at each other. The coach didn't raise his voice. They just kept going. Yeah. And that's a skill. Those are things that you got to work on, just like finishing a layup or making a sharp pass. So that 1990 team, let me see here. Appreciate it, Bubba. It's that 1990 team was something. I mean, yes, it's the team I'll never forget. It was the team I was on that will never be forgotten. I mean, on my deathbed, I'll be talking about those guys, and I think they all feel the same based on the response we got. So we got a nice little chunk of change coming in, and then my buddy Jason Bernardo, who might as well have been on that 1990 team, he's just my guy from back in Cape Cod. We've played so much basketball together. We just ended up being at different high schools. He was at Sandwich High School. I was at Bourne. Yes, it's called Sandwich High School. I know. It's the town of Sandwich. Breeze over there laughing. Sandwich was right next to Mashpee. Mashpee Sandwich. Yep, that was the name of the freaking – that was the name of the sign on the highway, Mashpee Sandwich. But he went to Sandwich High School, my guy Jay Byrne, and an amazing guard again. He went on to play junior college basketball at Massasoit, and he's come out to Vegas a bunch of times. He's just, it's my guy. He's a canine officer down on the Cape.
Good for him, very good.
And he's without hesitation said, I'm in.
Good,
made his donation.
It's awesome.
So that was last night, and I'm sitting here, I'm telling them all, I'm like, hey, we're going to talk about it just because anybody who donates this year, I don't care if I know them or not, I'm mentioning them. We're not going to go into full detail like I'm doing today, but my old team, I think it shows a lot of value and who you are as a person. I'm not like patting myself on the back, but those relationships can last forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
And they always come back. And absolutely. And I'm lucky enough to have that group. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was lucky enough to spend a lot of time with Dewey before he passed out here mm-hmm. in Vegas. And we had an apartment together before Julie and I even got married. We all lived together. And, you know, the experiences were unbelievable. The basketball Dewey and I had, I got to tell you, senior year spring break, we go from Boston down to Daytona Beach.
Okay.
We drive.
Okay, yeah.
Dewey, Jamie, his parents have an Astro van. So we take out those, the seats and we put a bunch of cushions and mattresses, like, so we can just sleep in the back. We don't have to get a hotel room. Right. Like, we're nuts. Like, we're 17 years old. So it's me, my point guard, Troy.
Yep.
Dewey and Bubba is Bob Marceau.
Right.
So we go down. And there's not much more I can tell you about the story.
Okay.
Other than we went down for spring break and we tried to stop as many places as we could and just get out and beat the brakes off of anybody who was at a playground.
Yeah, there you go.
Check it up and just destroy
That's
them.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got point guards. We got muscle. We got size. I'm out there dunking. And we tried to stop everywhere we could and just straight up.
That's awesome.
I will tell you this story.
Yep.
I got to share this one. I don't know if Bobby's still on. First day we get down there and we go to Wet n Wild, right?
Yeah.
So we pull into town at like 6 in the morning, right? So it's not open yet.
Right.
We're the first ones in the parking lot. And for those of you who don't know, Wet n Wild is a water park.
Water park, yeah.
Massive water park.
Yeah.
And used to have one here in Vegas on the Strip.
Yeah, next I think they still do, don't they?
Well, they have one, Wet n Wild, and Cowabunga Bay.
Cowabunga,
I think they're
Bay, right.
But
okay.
There used to be an old school one on the Strip.
On the Strip, yep.
And so the one in Florida is just massive. And it's like my favorite place on earth. And so we get down there, and we're knuckleheads. We're 17 years old. So it's 6 o'clock. We sleep, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. The park's about to open. We go in, and it's hot, man. It's spring break in Florida.
Florida, yeah.
And so I look over at Troy, and Troy's Native American, African American, darker skin, right?
Yep.
But still kind of light. He's not terribly dark. He's just it's Troy. I don't know how to explain Troy, but that's Troy. So he's over there putting some stuff on.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, let me get some of that. So I put it on. I'm thinking it's like sun protection. Don't you know I'm sitting out in the sun all day thinking I'm protected? It was Accelerator.
Yeah. There you go.
Sun poisoning. 2-3 days. Like blisters on my forehead.
Oh,
this is my spring break.
He just let you put it on.
I don't think he knew. I think he had to call his mom, Hazel, who was an absolute classic in the basketball world.
Great.
Played at Bourne High School back when they wore skirts and played half court.
That's awesome.
Cowbell, ringing the cowbell at our home games.
Yeah.
And I think Hazel sent him down with Accelerator. So I got jacked up on that trip. But anyway.
How did he turn out?
He turned out just fine, it's Troy. But there's another example. Four of us basketball kids got in the car. Our parents gave us each a couple hundred bucks, and we just went.
Yeah.
We drove freaking down the coast of America with nowhere to go. Like, what are we doing? Bob did have an older brother down there. And but again, I guess that's that's 17 years old we're doing that stuff. And those relationships, those memories are unbelievable.
God, absolutely.
So there we go. That's why I tell the story about Bourne High School. Jason Bernardo, like I said, he missed it by just a little bit, but he's my guy.
Yeah.
So I wake up this morning, and there's another donation, and it's a hefty one.
Okay.
And it's a former player of mine. And we've brought her up here on the show, Anya Hammer.
Remember
the one I did
a coach's corner. Yeah.
Based on her stuff.
Yeah.
So Anya's great. She's a, I'm going to tear this up. I'm going to butcher it, but she's I'm going to say very popular. She is a very popular radio show host on Sirius XM on the highway.
Yeah.
It's country music.
Yep.
So, man, I woke up this morning. I was like, you got to be kidding.
No, that's awesome.
What an unbelievable gesture. And she's been good, for a couple years. She's always been one I can call when I get the team together and say I'm talking about something or thinking about something and I need some backup from a former player. She's one that I'd call, and the crazy thing is I never coached her in a basketball game. Hear me out. I was an assistant coach for her in field hockey.
Mm.
And she went to Falmouth High School where I worked,
but
I coached at DY, which is the DY drill. So I trained Anya. She trained with me. Never played a game for me.
Wow.
So I had to coach against her.
Wow, yeah.
And Falmouth was always, at that point, was pretty superior to DY. We'd give them a little bit of a run, but she's, 6 foot? 6'1".
Okay.
Wanted to stick with basketball, but was such an amazing singer, and especially country.
Yeah, good.
An amazing singer, an amazing voice. Ended up going to Nashville. Geez, what is the name of the school? It'll come to me. It's a D1 in Nashville. And she was going to walk on and thought about doing sports, but just decided to go the singing route. Okay. And had her moments and had her audition with The Voice and all the things. She did all the things.
Right.
And now she's walking red carpets and hanging out with Jelly Roll. And
Jelly Roll's hot right now. Yeah,
he's hot. And there she was with him last week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So Anya, and I already thanked her this morning, pretty emotional. Thank you. But that's another former player. She said, let your players know that I would legitimately trade $1 million with them to have one more year with you, to coach one more year.
That's
Isn't that crazy?
Man, and that's great. Yeah.
It's a long time ago, man. Yeah. Anya's, she's amazing. Yeah, so I can't say, not just to those guys, to Bubba and Paulie and B. Witt and Brian Ford and Jay Byrne and Anya. I know there's more donations coming. I appreciate everybody who does. But, man, there's certain times a year when I do what I do where it's just – it hits you.
Yeah.
You know, that video that I got for my birthday that Brooklyn had former players do, man, that tore me up.
Oh.
And when I do these, and so many former players and teammates are just like, it's no doubt it's happening.
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're wondering, how do I support?
There you go. Yeah.
So I made it super easy. I bought a domain and I connected it. It's supportcsn.com.
Okay.
So if you go to supportcsn.com, that's going to go right to our e-teams. We keep 100% of what you donate. It goes right to the program. We've had some really nice donations outside of e-teams. So that number, it's grown in the last 2 or 3 days. Like I said, we got to raise 10,000. I try to get to 2 by myself. That's always been my goal with my friends. If I don't make it, I'll cover the, whatever. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Right.
And then when the girls get to going, they know that I've kind of done my work. And as a, as a mentor, as a coach, my whole thing is you got to walk the walk, man. Like, I'm not just going to tell them, go raise 10 grand.
No, no.
Like, I got to, if I want them to do it, I got to do it.
Yeah, you got to
show them. And I want to show them that it can be done and this is how you do it.
Right.
And my guy, Eric Lopes, Coach Tay, yourself, like there's people.
Yes.
What I'll do is the first day I'll get, because some of the girls are like, I don't know who to call. I don't know. I'm like, watch this. Give me the phone. I'll FaceTime Eric Lopes with the whole team. I'll be like, yo, what up, man? Hey, can I get a donation? Yeah. He's like, you already know, man. Yeah. Like, hey, girls, go get them. Like, you know, you got to create that. Gail Anderson, who's a massive supporter of ours. She did a bunch of minor league stuff and was involved. It's so much stuff I can't even go into it, but Gail's a huge supporter. Officer Bird from Bonanza.
Yeah, yeah.
Officer Bird's a huge supporter. There's so many people out there that just when it's time to help out these young student athletes and make sure that we can continue to pay for things on the road and make sure we can give them their food cards. And this is all part of the plan.
That's it, right. That's part of it. It's huge.
So I think that's it. I'm going to leave on that note, not the show, but I'm going to leave on on that note with the fundraising. Is I can't say enough about my old teammates, Anya, Jason, everybody. And every week I'm going to at least rattle off the names of people who have donated the week before because I owe it to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's that.
Of course.
What else? What else do you think? What else is going on?
Nah, that was big right there. That's big. That's big for the school. It's big for you. You got to do it every year.
Yeah.
And it gets done.
Yeah. And we try to get it done in 7 to 10 days.
Yeah.
Like, not from 3 days ago when I started. I want my piece done. But when the girls get involved, I don't want to fundraise for months and all year. I want to fundraise for 7 to 10 days and be done with it so we can move on and focus on basketball.
Yeah, of course.
And so when we get going, I think it's second week of September when I'll get the girls and we'll have a meet, you know, we do a meeting, we'll have fun with it.
Yes.
Then we try to do it in 7 to 10 days and be done. Last year we did it. We hit 12 grand in 10 days.
10 days. Okay.
So, big time help. So, and we got help from Hawaii and, you know, Oregon and across the country, and it's big, and family member, all that.
Sure.
Stuff. So anyway, did you see this guy, Danny Jensen? You know who Danny Jensen is? Catcher for the Blue Jays.
Oh,
now he's with the Red Sox. Did you see the story?
I saw a story on that, yes.
Holy smokes. So for those of you who have never heard the story, Danny Jensen is catching for the Blue Jays on June 26th.
Yeah.
He's up to bat, and the rain was so bad they had to canceled. Delay yep. canceled the game.
Yeah.
So they're going to, they got to finish the game.
Yep.
He's up to bat. Between the time that the game was canceled and the time they replay the game, the trade deadline comes and the Blue Jays trade him to the Red Sox. Now the game gets rescheduled for August 26th. He's up to bat.
Yeah.
But the Red Sox had to make room for him on their roster. So they put one of their catcher down to the minors.
Yeah.
So now he's got a catch, but he's up to bat.
Crazy, right?
Crazy. So they do it. They do a what do you call it? A pitch hitter for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And but still, he's on both books for that single game.
Same team.
He caught for both teams
in the same game.
In the same game.
Yeah.
That's
bananas. First time ever. Yeah. Is that crazy how that worked out? Yeah.
It's just crazy how these rules that you can't even imagine. Like, yeah. You can't prepare for things like that. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, how about there was a guy Joel Youngblood? Did he play for two teams and I thought the same day, not the same game, because I thought he had gotten traded or something like that. He played for a lot of teams. I don't know, Mets, Reds, Giants, Expos. I forget how it went. Yeah. But I think Joel Youngblood, similar situation. Yeah. But Jansen, he was same, both teams, same game. Mm-hmm. That's never.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Done before.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is crazy how that worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know you got a, what do you got? You got a blind rank or a top five? What's going on? We're switching seats. You want to switch seats? What do we do?
No. You know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Yep.
We were talking movies and we talk movies and songs, sports, and music movies. And everything. Yeah, yeah. Sports movies. But maybe not a top five. What do you think?
Right. Let's hear it.
The most, when you hear a song, it's that movie. In your mind, what would you think would be the most popular song to a movie, or your top five, that automatic, you hear it, bang.
And you're not talking sports movies, you're talking
any movies. It could be a sports movie, any movie. It could be a theme to a movie.
I mean, Star Wars.
Yeah, something like that. Or Over the Rainbow, right? You know that's Over Wizard of Oz, right? Something like that.
Chariots of Fire.
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun's
right,
a good one.
With with Kenny Loggins.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Rocky. You know what I mean?
Jeez, I mean,
there's a couple songs in Rocky that you hear. Yeah, it's Rocky.
Yeah, but but the original Rocky theme song is.
Yeah.
I don't know that it gets more iconic than that. Yeah. Movies. What other one? I'm drawing a little bit of a blank, but I'm sure there's a million of them.
Would you think Danger Zone to Top Gun would be the top one? Would you, in your mind, do you think?
Yeah.
Like, whenever you hear that song, everybody goes Top Gun,
yeah,
right?
You know what I mean? Well, I think it's, again, you're going to catch some age group stuff, but for the most part, our age group, yeah, Top Gun is Pretty in Pink. What's the song for Pretty in Pink? Julie's going to kill me. You know how every week you say, my dad's going to kill me. I can't remember the song for Pretty in Pink, and Julie's going to kill me. There's probably so many.
James Bond theme.
James Bond theme.
Right.
Yep.
Basketball horn. That's basketball.
That's basketball horn. Coach Lee's got him in there doing something. I don't know. I can hear him. I wonder. Did we catch that on the? Did the mic catch that stuff up in the first week?
Yeah, that one. The dunk when it shook and the horn. Yeah, you can hear the horn. Yeah.
What other ones you got?
Oh,
hit me.
Shoot. Let's see. What about Pink Panther?
Oh, yeah.
Pink Panther. Jeez. I don't know. The theme to The Bodyguard, right? There's just a certain
theme
music.
Is that Whitney Houston?
Whitney Houston, right?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of songs in the movie. I like Dazed and Confused when you hear some certain songs in Dazed and Confused. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That ring a bell to me.
Yeah.
A popular one, too, is I think The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's a popular one. Yeah.
Did I do a good job? Yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, now you got me thinking. This is going to be one of those questions that... Yeah, 11:30 tonight. I'm gonna go. We forgot
about this movie. But I was just thinking because we were talking movies.
We were talking coaches, movies, and sports movies, and all that.
That's a
great question. That would be fun to do somehow. Do a little name that tune with those songs. One note, two notes.
Think about that. Yeah,
I'm telling you, one note, you'll get Star Wars. Dun.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. Yeah. The Empire Strikes Back. Or. There's so many. Rocky, yeah.
Yeah, the Rocky. That's a good one. You got the Eye of the Tiger,
yeah.
Right, with Rocky.
Eye of the Tiger.
What's the name of the other song in Rocky? There's two songs in that. You know, when you hear it, you go,
dun, dun, yeah. Dun,
you hear it, dun, you go, that's Rocky or whatever. Yeah.
That's big time. Well, I might do that. I might pull up some audio somehow, see if we can make that work over here.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I got a challenge for you.
Yes.
We got about 9 minutes. I'm gonna rapid fire, and you need to go as quick as you can. No thought, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna name a college. You're gonna name a player that played there. Any sport, any era.
Geez.
And I'll even let you throw in a coach. Watch how easy this is. Ready? Fast as we can go. Ready?
Oh boy.
Duke.
Yeah, Krzyzewski.
Texas A&M.
I drew a blank on that one. Don't know.
Stop.
Texas A&M.
Basketball, football.
Why am I not drawing a total blank on A&M? Who you got?
We'll come back to it. Right. Auburn,
Bo Jackson.
BYU.
Danny Ainge.
Purdue.
The big guy there, Edie.
Zach Edie. Notre Dame.
Oh, geez. How about Jerome Bettis?
Kentucky,
Antoine Walker.
Indiana.
You got to bring up Indiana. Keith Smart.
Goose is in there. I mean, it'd be funny to see who you pick.
There's a lot there with Indiana, yeah.
Iowa.
Iowa, the friends, the coach. Friends, everybody.
I thought you were going to go Caitlin Clark. I was hoping you'd go Caitlin Clark.
Could have, yeah.
West Virginia.
Bobby Huggins comes to mind.
Oregon.
Oregon, not so quick on this. Brooks. Didn't Dylan Brooks go there?
Dylan Brooks did,
Yep.
South Carolina.
Oh, I got A&M. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, South Carolina. Yeah,
got A&M. It came to him. South Carolina.
South Carolina. Aaliyah Boston. Did she go to South Carolina?
She did. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's go back to Texas A&M.
Yeah, Michael Strahan.
Strahan?
Oh, was it Strahan? No, he was. He was Texas Southern. Sorry about that. Southern. No, it wasn't.
All right. It'll come to you. Yeah. Temple.
Temple. Mark Macon.
UCLA.
Jabbar.
All right. Boston College.
Dana Barros.
Ooh. Georgia Southern. Mm-mm. Nothing?
No. Not now. No. There's somebody there, I'm sure, but.
Nebraska.
Oh, what? Tom Osborne, coach.
Oh, okay. Miami.
Michael Irvin.
Miami, Ohio.
Yeah. Who was the basketball guy? Yeah, you're right. I forget who it is. He made the NBA too. Wally Zerbiak, was he Miami, Ohio? Zerbiak?
Was he? Yeah, I think he might have been.
Wally Zerbiak?
Yeah.
Who you got in mind with that one?
Nah, I got nobody. Okay. I got nobody listed. This is your game.
I think Wally Zerbiak, I think, was Miami.
What if I had all the answers of everybody here? LSU.
LSU, the big guy there, Roberts.
Stanley
Roberts.
Oh, I like that.
Shaq was there too, right? But yeah.
Creighton,
the coach there, the big guy. He goes into the bar where Steve hangs out.
No way.
Yeah, he does. I'm yet to see him go into Clancy's, but Steve says he comes in. Why am I forgetting the coach's name? He had the son there. Oh, McDermott.
Doug McDermott.
McDermott, yeah.
Yep. Arizona State.
Bobby Hurley coaches there now?
Bobby Hurley coaches there now, yeah. Arizona.
Sean Elliott.
Sean Elliott. Western Kentucky. Nothing Texas A&M, huh?
No, I don't know. There's something there. I'm sure I'm butchering something on Texas
Celtics A&M. Starting center a couple years ago. Got traded.
Mm.
Time Lord.
Who's that?
The Time Lord.
Why am I asking?
You don't know that nickname?
Yes, I'm drawing a blank totally.
Robert Williams III.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah. Right. You didn't know that was his nickname,
no,
the Time Lord?
I don't think I knew, no.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. It was 20 schools. How fast can you name somebody?
There's somebody out there, Western Kentucky.
So Georgian Southern, Western Kentucky. That's it. Western all the other Kentucky. Ones are pretty good.
I know
that's
there's somebody one. Western Kentucky. That was good, though.
Yeah, that was a funny one, huh?
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Let's hear it.
When did the left lane become the slow lane?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I know you're in Vegas.
If you know what I mean. Jeez. The left lane, all of a sudden, is the slow lane out here in this town.
Oh, it's not. And that's no joke. I think everybody passes either in the middle or the right.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, for people who aren't from Vegas or from cities like Vegas, is side streets have three lanes out here. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the highways have like 8-7 lanes. But, some of the side streets have 2-3 lanes, and man, the slow cars just merge to the left.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. No,
It's tough out
it's
here.
It's nuts. Yeah.
So, do we have an update on the Colorado game?
Let's see what we got, buddy. Well, they were down early.
Colorado was down in the second quarter.
Let's see what we have.
North
here.
Dakota State? Is that what we said?
Yeah. North Dakota State. Yep.
They're dunking there.
They're
the TV's
right
shaking
now.
Every time the men dunk.
Yeah, they're going at it. Oh, wrong button there. Just got one.
And how about this while you look this up? Did you see the little interview LeBron James did? And they said, what's Bronny going to call you at practice and in games?
He's not going to call me dad.
Not dad.
Yeah. That good for him.
You call him, Bron. He said, call me 2-3 or king. He said, call me king. Come on, man.
That I didn't see. Wow, that's good. Dang it.
He said 2-3 or...
Bronny, call him dad.
Yeah.
He's going to make you call him king.
Yeah, speaking of father-son, you got Shakur Sanders. We're looking up that Colorado game. Was the first college player to sign an NIL deal with Nike.
Mm.
We just talked about... Steph Curry signing a one-year insane amount of money.
That's a big one, man.
Was it 64? What did I say? 64 million? 62 million?
That's huge. That's outrageous.
Big, big, big money.
The North Dakota State's up 20-17. 10 minutes to go in the third.
In the third. All right. Yeah. A lot of time left. So we'll have an update. College football's about to crack off here. NFL.
Yeah.
Teams are starting to announce starters for NFL. It's kind of exciting. I'm going to give you another rapid fire.
Yeah.
And it's only a one answer. Who wins the Super Bowl?
Watch this. The Chiefs are going to three-peat, buddy.
Chiefs are going to three-peat.
Just real quick, I guess, off the top of my head. Yeah. We might see a three-peat for the first time. Well, it will be the first time.
My guy, Eric Lopes, if you're listening to this, Elopes, is going to love this. I think the Eagles are going to do it
this
year.
The Eagles, okay.
I think the Eagles got a lot of...
Okay.
I think they're... The only knock I'll give the Eagles right now is I don't think they have – I'm not sure they have championship coaching, and that's crazy to say as a coach because I don't – I think it matters, but it doesn't matter. At the NFL, it matters. And I think the Eagles are just – when I look at their roster, man, they got some – they're just up and coming. I think they took a bump last year early, and it stung. They were playing great up until December, had some injuries.
Yeah.
I think the smart pick is probably Kansas City. I think the Ravens are going to be tough. I think Ayuk just re-signed with the 49ers. Yeah. I mean, what makes them not be back in the Super Bowl? But I'm going to go Eagles on my own little.
No, that's good. They got Saquon Barkley. They did lose Hassan Reddick on the defensive end, though. But that's a good choice. Yeah. Sure.
Good couple weeks coming up. College football, NFL. We'll have some more stuff to talk about. WNBA, the rookie races. The Aces are kind of up and down lately. Yeah. So we'll get back on a little heavier on sports next week. And, I don't know how many times I'm going to say it, but all that have supported us thus far and all that are about to support us, I appreciate you guys. Yeah. Don't think it's just an ask and a wave. It really does it really does impact these young student athletes, and it really does motivate me as a coach. So I want to thank everybody out there for that support they give you. And if you've never supported us before and you'd like to support the team, again, supportcsn.com. That's just a direct link. There's many ways to support. If there's local businesses or people that want to support things like our social media post, or just want to donate and help the team, you know, maybe a second pair of sneakers or an alternate set of uniforms. There's a million ways you can support the team. We do have that black hole we got to fill, but if you have a business and maybe you want to advertise and connect with us, please contact me either on Facebook, Instagram, whatever. Go right on csncoyotes.com. My email's on there. My phone number's on there. I'm not hard to find. I'm not hiding anyone. I'm not ducking anyone that wants to donate money to the program. Lot goes into this, and we appreciate all the support. So there we are, 55 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There we go. We're going
to knock out the other half of that burrito here in a minute. Yeah. And that's it. Parting thoughts?
Just see what the week has in store ahead in the weekend. Yeah. Nothing planned. Going with the flow. We'll see what happens.
Yep. Yeah. Me too.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Bree, yes. Good job doing your homework. Big thumbs up to Bree back there. You're going to see her at a three-point line near you soon enough.
That's it.
So thanks, you guys, for tuning in to the show, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.